Grazie. Ready? Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah patura min asukah. Choylun mishamshein patura min asukah. Oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukah. These apparently are three separate paturim of sukah. Shluchei mitzvah, the Gemara is mavur. The reason why it's patur is because of oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Choylun mishamshein. The choylun ha-patur, we'll see in the Gemara, teshvu kein taduru. Misham Sheyim is a question we'll have to see. And Oichlum Mishoysen Arei Chutz L'Sukkah, that's not Mechayev, that's not the type of an Achila, that's Mechayev Sukkah. This mission is about different Peturim of Sukkah. What we're going to be concentrating on in the beginning, of course, is Shluchim Mitzvah, which is the Inyan of Oisek Mitzvah Patum Mena Mitzvah. What does Rashi say Shluchim Mitzvah are? Rashi says, Holchi B'derech Mitzvah. The Lashon of Shluchim Mitzvah, not Oisem Mitzvah, Shluchim Mitzvah, is Mashma that they're not doing a mitzvah mamish, they're hoylich to a mitzvah. The hoylich b'derech mitzvah. And Rashi gives three examples. Kegoin, lil mei Torah, ulahakpil p'nei rabbi, v'liftoi shvuyin. Three examples. It's interesting that Rashi has to point out examples. Just say any halicha l'dvar mitzvah. Rashi picks examples. Torah, kabbalas p'nei rabbi, and pidyon shvuyin. And those are going to be potter. Because of Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, Rashi says, patur min ha-sukkah v'afilu b'shas chaniyosan, even when they're resting at night, that they're not actually going, that's also patur min ha-mitzvah. That's a topic in and of itself, the mitzvah Shem will discuss. Now, the Gemara is going to say, as we'll Balaam saw the Gemara Rashi, ready, right? The Gemara says, minon imili, and it brings a braisa that teaches us the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, b'shiftecha b'veisecha. The Gemara ends up saying, uvalechtecha v'aderech. It means dafka b'shiftecha uvalechtecha, on your sheves, on your leches, then you're chayiv in kriyashma. But if it's leches de mitzvah or yeshiva de mitzvah, then you're going to be patur from kriyashma. That's the makar of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Now lechayra, there's a very, very strong kasha. Even before we see the whole sugya, the gemara of the makar of oisik b'mitzvah, there's a very strong kasha over here in pshat. Rashi, the Mishnah says, shluchei mitzvah, it's not just oisik in a mitzvah, it's the halicha ladvar mitzvah. That's what Rashi says, that's the lashon of shluchim mitzvah, halicha ladvar mitzvah. Is he doing a mitzvah right now? Or not? What is the halicha ladvar mitzvah? It's like a achona for the mitzvah. But it's not doing the mitzvah right now. And that's also potter, because of oisik a mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah, which I think is a chiddush. Not only is when you're oisik in a mitzvah atzma, do we have the patur of oisik a mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah, even when you're being oisik in the halicha l'dvar mitzvah, the hachona l'mitzvah, you also have a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. That's what comes out of chiddush in this Mishnah. Not only the oisik b'mitzvah atzma, the hachona l'mitzvah, the halicha l'mitzvah is also patam.
It's the two separate mitzvahs? It's the halicha and then the actual...
The halicha is the hachona b'pashtus. The halicha to learn Torah, there's no mitzvah of halicha. It's a hachona for the limud Torah. There's no mitzvah. We'll see in a second maybe a little bit more about that. But pashtus and all these things, the mitzvah is the pidyon shvuyin. The alicha to the pidyon shvuyin is the achana for the pidyon shvuyin. All these things. So, state in the Mishnah, l'chayra chiddush, that not only oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, oisik b'achana l'mitzvah is also patur min ha-mitzvah. And my shaila is, what's taka the makar for such a thing? The pasuk is talking about b'shiftach b'veisecha, is talking about oisik b'mitzvah. Maybe only oisik b'mitzvah atzma is patur min ha-mitzvah. But oisik b'halichas mitzvah, oisik b'hachon ala mitzvah, maybe it's going to be chayiv. How do you know from the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha that even the hachon ala mitzvah is also potter? Mechateisi. The pasuk is talking about mitzvah. The mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah is potter. Who said hachon, which is definitely a lower madrega than mitzvah atzma, who said that's going to be potter?
Rashi says that if there would be one pasuk, I would know both.
That's my question. That's my question. How? That is exactly my question. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about being oisik in the mitzvah itself. But the halicha ladvar mitzvah is chayiv in a mitzvah. Halicha ladvar mitzvah, hachana l'mitzvah is definitely a lower madrega. You're not getting a mitzvah yet. You're doing the hachana l'mitzvah. But you're not getting the mitzvah. So maybe the pasuk would only be talking about the mitzvah itself.
It's the same background reason.
What does that mean?
It means that if you're... The same same reason why, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you can't go interrupt yourself and do another
mitzvah. Why? There's a gzeiras hakasav that when you're being oisik in a mitzvah, the importance of that mitzvah is pater from the other mitzvah. But if I'm only being oisik in hachana la mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah is more chashiv.
Huh?
So what? But maybe a mitzvah has precedence over hachana. It's a choice between hachana or mitzvah. Maybe I pick mitzvah over hachana. That's good for my question. So the emes is what? What, Kriyashma?
Only if you're receiving the Chol HaMesech, only if you're comfortable in your house, you have to.
No.
If you're running for a mitzvah, even a
chana. Maybe only a mitzvah itself. Maybe only a mitzvah itself. Maybe only a mitzvah itself. If you're doing a sheves of mitzvah, then you're potter. But if you're doing a hachana for a mitzvah, maybe over there you will be chayef. So the emes is, the ritva is mavur in the Gemara that there's two psukim. There's one pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha, which we learn up isik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, and then the Gemara also brings the pasuk of alechtecha b'derech. And the Gemara ends up learning out from there that a chassan also will have to see exactly the Gemara. But the ritva seems to say that the pasuk says uvelechtecha v'aderech, and from there we learn that halicha of rishus is chayiv in kriyas shema velechtecha v'aderech, but halicha of mitzvah is pater. What's halicha of mitzvah? Says the ritva, halicha of mitzvah means shluchei mitzvah, hoychum l'dvar mitzvah, hachana l'mitzvah. So the pasuk of velechtecha v'aderech is taka being marbe. Not only when you're doing a mitzvah atzma, that's from b'shiftecha b'veisecha. Uvelechtecha v'aderech means even if you're not doing the mitzvah itself, you're just going on the derech to be mekayim the mitzvah, that's also potter. So the ritva seems to bavar in this problem, and he says, taka, you don't know it from the pasuk of oisik b'mitzvah potter ben mitzvah. I wouldn't know oisik b'achonas mitzvah potter ben mitzvah. I need a separate pasuk of velechtecha v'aderech to say, even halicha l'dvar mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah is also potter from the pasuk of velechtecha v'aderech. Azoy is mavur in the Ritva. I'm going to speak more about the Ritva when we learn the Gemara, but the Ritva is mavur that way in the Gemara. One second. Oh, yeah, Rashi? What?
Isn't Lechtecha v'aderech the reason why we're able to learn out chassan is because it's the double lashon for teaching us the Isaac mitzvah and not another tradition?
But it seems like he... So that's what I meant. I'll speak about it more in the Gemara. It seems like, what's the chiddush of chassan? Rashi talks about a little bit, more than a little bit. What is the chiddush of chassan? Why would I say chassan is different than regular isik b'mitzvah? The Ritva seems to say because the chassan is not doing the mitzvah yet. He's doing hachana l'mitzvah. He's torid, and he's doing his tirda is hachana l'mitzvah. Rashi says in the end of the Gemara that his tirda is in order to allow him to be a baki. He's torid in order to be a baki badover. Yitain liboy liyos baki badover. So a chassan is be'etzim the same thing as halicha. Chassan is hachana. And that's good for the chiddush. B'shiftecha b'veisecha tells you, oisik b'mitzvah. How do I know chassan, which is hachana l'dvar mitzvah, that it's also potter min a mitzvah? The answer is b'lechtecha b'derech. Just like halicha is hachana l'dvar mitzvah and it's potter, chassan also, even though he's not being hoilech, but he's in his mind he's hoilech. He's also doing hachana. The whole chiddush of chassan is that it's halicha. And taka, so there's a special that's achana. So there's a special gzeras akasa for achana. If you're the ritva, it's mamish, very glad. There's one pasuk for oisik bim mitzvah. There's another pasuk of alechtocha v'aderech for oisik b'achonas mitzvah. And there's two forms of achonas mitzvah, halicha and chosin. Chosin is not halicha. Chosin is in his mind being making himself for the mitzvah. Any achana l'dvar mitzvah is pasuk.
It's meduk not like this.
No, it's meduk not that way.
It depends which one you would have. I
hear what you're saying. Just give me a second. I'm going to be medayik in the Rashi. I think fakert. I'm going to show you what I mean in a second. So that's very nice.
And also, maybe you could say that Tosius is not mashal because he has a different way. Right? He goes through the
he goes the opposite order. 100%. His girsa. Right. The girsa in the Maran Shavit. Very good. Okay. Now, so Lefi Ritva, we're in very good shape, right? There's one pasuk for mitzvah, there's one pasuk of achana of mitzvah, that's kosher. Rashi in the Gemara is meduyak not that way. He's meduyak not that way twice. Lefi what the Ritva is saying, the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha teaches you oisik b'mitzvah, uvelechtecha v'aderech tells you shluchei mitzvah, tells you halicha. Rashi, I'm going to show you in a second in the Gemara's mavur, the first pasuk of b'shiftecha tells you both. It tells you oisik b'mitzvah, and it tells you halicha. Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. not the first, the second Rashi. Rashi says, "Uvelechtecha baderech prat lechosin, v'afal gaf duhu nami b'mitzvah tarid." Why do we need a special pasuk to pater a chosin? A chosin is also oisik b'mitzvah. So Rashi, it's richly treikroy. Diavik siv chad. If it would just say the first pasuk, the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha, kevon de chosin lav behed yiksiv b'kra. It doesn't say chosin. Have amino loy potter akosav el a toirech v'oisa melechas mitzvah biyadayim. Oy mahalach lemitzvah. From the one pasuk, I would know oisik b'mitzvah mamish toirech v'oisa melechas mitzvah and hoylech ladvar mitzvah. I would know hoylech ladvar mitzvah in the second pasuk. Abel chosin, I wouldn't know. Because a chosin is not doing anything. A chosin is yeshiv batal. And therefore I need the second pasuk of alech techa baderech to tell us that a chosin is also potter, even though he's yeshiv batal. We'll speak more about the Rashi later. But the Rashi says, beferish, that from one pasuk, I would say we potter either oisik or hoylech. Rashi puts hoylech in one basket together with oisik. Oisik and hoylech is the same thing. Chosin is different because he's not a oisik and he's not a hoylech. He's a yoshev batal. Who said a yoshev batal? It's batal. That's you need the gzeres hakosav. So it's mavur klor in the lashon of Rashi, not like the Ritva. The Ritva is mavur that without a special gzeres hakosav of a lechtecha, I would never know that halicha, that hachona ledvar mitzvah is going to be potter. I need a special pasuk. Rashi is mavur. No, from the first pasuk I see halicha also. I need a second pasuk for yeshivu batal. That's what's mavur Rashi. And the emes, it comes out like the Olam was saying before, Be'etzem, is another step that we see in Rashi, not like the Ritva. What's the chiddush of chosin? The Ritva is mavur that from v'lechtecha v'aderech teaches us hachana. It must be that what's the chiddush of chosin? That it's hachana. Rashi does not learn the chiddush of chosin as hachana. Rashi learns hachana as poshet. The chiddush of chosin is something else, that is yeshivu batal. The Ritva learns the Chiddush of Chassan is gufa that it's Hachana. He doesn't have the Chiluk of Yeshiv Batal or not. Rashi learns the Chiddush of Chassan is that he's Yeshiv Batal. Not to speak the other way, we learn the Gemara.
Why does Rashi say, oh, why not do it? If he's equating Oisik Mitzvah and Olech Baderech, why can't we learn both of them out of the one Chassan?
I think that's what he means.
He says, well, why O instead of U? It sounds like one or the other. That's what I'm thinking. Depends which one of the
psukim are. I'm not sure. I hear. Haba mina from this pasuk like Torah. I don't think that's the way you read it. Ela Torah va'isim belechas mitzvah. Either this or that, but not this. I thought they're both together. From this one pasuk, it's both together. I hear. I'm not. You're saying it should say Ela Torah va'isim belechas mitzvah yadayim v'mahalach lemitzvah and not oy. I hear, I have to be misbinding more on that diuk. But that's what I understood the Rashi. The first pasuk will tell us these two, and the second pasuk tells us chosin. So Rashi is mavur not like the Ritva. Rashi is mavur that it's a svara pshuta. It's a svara pshuta from b'shiftecha. I know that it's him. The ra'ah also is mavur. The ra'ah might give a different hasbara. I'll speak about the ra'ah later. But the ra'ah is mavur the same thing, that halicha l'dvar mitzvah is pshita. You don't need a special pasuk for it. It says dvar mufurashim, it's pshita. He gives a word or two of Hasbara, which I'll get to later, but the Etzem idea, the Ra'ah says clearly, like what's before in Rashi, that you don't need a Pasuk. Rashi says, he said, Mefurish, don't tell us that the Pasuk is teaching that Halicha is Potter, because that's Poshet, Vapshita, that Halicha is Potter. That sounds like it goes together with Rashi, that you don't need a Pasuk.
Like the only way you can make that, like, the opposite Kamachon, you can say if the Hachana is good, then you can say the Oisik is good.
Right.
If the Oisik is good, then how do you ever know the Hachana?
Like, that's our question. That's our question. Right. That's our question. You're right. The Ritva makes the Kamachon the opposite. He says, just say the Pasuk of Halicha, and from there I'll figure out the real thing. But Rashi is Mavur, that we know from one Pasuk, but the question is why? Just maybe the pasuk is only talking ein lecha el chidushai tavasta merubalei tavasta. Maybe the pasuk is only saying when you're oisik in the mitzvah mamish, and not when you're oisik in the hachana mitzvah. That's the kasha of Harin Rashi. So really, there is a machshava. This is not what I'm about to say now. Is not the real pshat, but I'm going to say it anyway, and then I'll explain why it's not the real pshat. There is a makom to say something in Rashi that the three examples that Rashi gives of Shluchim mitzvah. It's interesting, Bechla, that Rashi gives any examples. Why does he bother giving examples for? Just say any halicha ledvar mitzvah. You make up any of the targum mitzvahs you want. Why does Rashi have to give three examples of halicha ledvar mitzvah? There is a makom to say that the halicha of these three mitzvahs specifically are more than just hachana. The halicha in these three mitzvahs is a chelek of the mitzvah itself. Any other mitzvah, if you're hoylech to eat matzah on Leil Pesach, that's hachana. if you're hoylich for that. But if you're hoylich for these three mitzvahs, of Talmud Torah, of Pidyon Shvuyim, and Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, this possible svara to say that halicha is much more than anchana. The halicha is a chelak of the mitzvah itself. Mechateisi. I'll go through one at a time. Let's first talk about Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi. Pashas Rashi means we're talking about Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi Beregel. There's a Rashi. What's the reason why? It says in the Gemara, Chayiv Adam Makabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. The person is Chayiv to be Makabel Pnei Rabbi, to visit his Rebbe Beregel. Why is he Chayiv to do that? There's a Lashon of Rashi in Chagiga and Daf Dalet that says, for Kovid Rabbi. He's supposed to be Machabed, and he's supposed to be Machabed the Rabbi Beregel. That's the Chiyuv of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi. It's a Chiyuv of Kovid. So maybe one could say, even the halicha is also being machabed him. Even before you actually get there, the halicha going to him is also covered. I'm going to greet him. When I meet him, it's covered, and the halicha is also part of the covered. So maybe the halicha is not just a chana l'dvar mitzvah. The halicha is a chelek of the etzem mitzvah itself. That's also being machabed him.
Then you're
Isaac. Then you're mamish Isaac. It's not a chana. It's a schol of the mitzvah. It's mamish part of the mitzvah. It's not a chana. Maybe that in that case.
And also the farther you are, the more of the part of the mitzvah is.
It's more covered. It's more covered. The more Torah you're doing, is the more covered. So the halicha is not just the achana. The mitzvah is not just seeing his face. It's the covered. So a chelak of the covered is the halicha. So this is not achana. Someone who's going to eat matzah, he's on his way to get his matzah. The halicha is not part of the mitzvah. That's achana to get to the mitzvah. But over here, the mitzvah is covered. So the halicha is also a chefetz of covered. Maybe it's part of the mitzvah. Second, let's take now Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim, maybe there's also a svara to say that halicha is part of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim? What mitzvah is that? The mitzvah is Pashas Gemilas Chasodim, that you're helping somebody out. Whenever I do something for somebody else, that's helping him out. So possibly the halicha is also a chesed. I'm also doing a chesed. Why am I being halich? For you. I'm doing you a favor by being halich. So not only is the pidyon itself, when you get to the pay the ransom to get him out, is chesed, the halicha is also chesed. So maybe that halicha is not achona for the mitzvah of chesed, it's part of the chesed. I'm doing him a favor. By me being toireach for him, that itself is a mitzvah of chesed. So it's possible that halicha by pinyin shvuyim is also not just achona for the mitzvah, it's the mitzvah itself. That's those two. What about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is not so pasha. Talmud Torah, let's say you go to learn Torah. The going is pashtus, not part of the learning. The learning is the mitzvah. That's pashtus like matzah. Going to eat matzah, going to learn. But I had a svara. This is definitely not a svara muchachas. But I had a svara. There's a gemara in Menachos. Everyone knows that it says, yagati umatzasi tamen, right? A big chelek of atzlocha in Torah is only through yagia. Lo yagati umatzasi al tamen. It's only yagati umatzasi. What does yagia mean in Torah? Pashas Yigia means that you break your head to figure out the Torah. But there's a Gemara with a Rashi in Menachos that says Yigia of Yagati Matzasi doesn't just mean the learning in the Yigia in the Sefer itself, in the Torah itself. Any Yigia that's involved in order to get you to learn, let's say you have to travel very far in order to learn, that's also part of Yagati Umatzasi Tamen. The Yigia of Torah that's Yagati Umatzasi is including all the yigiyah, all the hachonas that a person has to do. If you have a bad roommate, that's also yagati matzasi tamen. Any difficulties that you have in order to get to learn, that's also part of yagati matzasi tamen. There's a whole story in the Gemara over there that there was one Amoira that went to learn Menachos by his Talmud. His Talmud. The Gemara says, why is he going to his Talmud to learn Menachos? He taught it to his Talmud. The Gemara says, he forgot his learning, he got sick, he forgot his learning, so he wanted to go remind himself from his Talmud. So the Gemara says, so why don't he tell his Talmud to come to him? Why don't he tell his Talmud to go? It's Derech Eretz, Talmud to come to him. He said, he thought, Istaya mil satfei, that it's going to have more siyata d'shmaya, it's going to go better if he goes to the Talmud. Zok Rashi, why? Because yagati umatzasi tamen. The etzim fact that he's toireach to go to his Talmud, that's siyata d'shmaya, more siyata d'shmaya, because of yagati umatzasi. So you see that a chelek of the Yigiyas HaTorah is also the hakana, all the difficulties that you have. So maybe the halicha to learn Torah is a chelek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because that's the Yigiyas HaTorah. That's the Yagatu Yumatzasi Tamen. So maybe dafka, these three examples are examples of halicha that's not just the hakana, it's a halicha that's a part of the Etzem Mitzvah. If that would be true, then the whole question falls apart. We said that Shluchei Mitzvah, Rashi explains, is Hachana L'Dvar Mitzvah. How do we know Hachana? The answer is, we don't know Hachana. This is not Hachana. All these three mitzvahs specifically are not just Hachana L'Dvar Mitzvah, it's the Etzem Chetz of the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah alone. It's not just the Hachana. So these Shluchei Mitzvah are Potter. But Enechanami, someone who's on his way to eat matzah, he wouldn't be Potter Min HaMitzvah, because that's only Hachana. Maybe Hachana Taka is not Potter Min HaMitzvah. That is a possibility to say in Rashi.
Why did Rashi say the Chiddush of Chasim is that it's even Hachana
HaMitzvah? Oh, very good. Then why didn't Rashi say the Chiddush of Chasim is Hachana? That's one raya that this is not the ripe shot. What do you want to say? Oh, Nachazach. Rashi splits it up into two. Rashi says either being Oisik B'Mitzvah, B'Yadayim, Oisik B'Malachas Mitzvah, or Halicha. It's mashma halicha is not oisik. If what we're saying is right, halicha in these cases are also oisik b'mitzvah. So you're right, I didn't think of what you said. What you said I did think of also. We see from over here that it's not right what I'm saying, even though they're sweet svaras, but we see it's not right. These halichas, it's like a question why Rashi had to give these examples then. Why don't you talk about halich le'echol matzah? Why does he not give these examples? I don't know the answer to that question. But akoponim, we do see, like you're saying very correctly, that these halichas are hachanas. These halichas are not the mitzvah itself. The Ritva, actually, in that same piece of Ritva that I was mentioning before, the Ritva does say that even though normally halicha is only hachana, there are two forms or three forms of halicha that are the mitzvah itself. He doesn't give the examples that I just said. He says, hachnosas kala and hatzvas ames. Hachnasas kala means not just collecting money for hachnasas kala. Hachnasas kala means really being machnas the kala to the chuppah. That halicha of bringing her to the chuppah is a mitzvah in and of itself. It's not just achana, because that's being mesameach the kala. That's a mitzvah itself. That's a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of hachnasas kala, is walking her to the chuppah. Hitzoas ames is levayas ames. That's a halicha that is the mitzvah itself. That's not achana. And it gives one other interesting example. Aliyah l'regel. Aliyah l'regel, the etzem halicha is a chelik of the mitzvah, which is not so poshut. The Torah says, lo yira panay rekam, pashas, the mitzvah is riyas ponim ba'azorah, of going to the Beis HaMikdash, and the halicha is just echatim. So he says, no, the halicha itself is also the mitzvah itself. Those are his only three examples of the halicha. He doesn't say the examples that I said, of pidyon shvuyim, of Torah, of kabbalas panay rabbi. So you see, it's not right what we said. It was a possible svaras. It's not right for the diuk that you said in Rashi, the diuk that you said in Rashi, and also we see in the Ritva, that's not the only examples of halicha that is a mitzvah itself, not just achana, are those three examples. Everything else is not that way. So Im Kein, we're basically hadra kushi l'duchta, we're back to the kasha. Rashi learns that the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha teaches us, oisik b'melechas mitzvah, and when you are hoylech l'dvar mitzvah, Hoylech Dvar Mitzvah is only Achana L'Dvar Mitzvah. How could you learn the Achana from the same Pasuk? Maybe the Pasuk is only talking about when you're Oisik in the Mitzvah itself, and not when you're Oisik in Achana L'Dvar Mitzvah. L'Chara is a Pela Dikakasha. What is Taka Dibshat? So, maybe first one more Kasha, one more thing, one more Zach in the Ritva, and then we'll try to suggest the Teretz. The Ritva over here, this is the Ritva I think the Olam saw. There's the Ritva on the Mishnah. He discusses the Ptur of Isik Mitzvah and a Mitzvah, which the Gemara says is Exeris HaKosov. And the Ritva is wanting the Pasuk for to teach us that Isik Mitzvah is Potem and a Mitzvah. It's a Svar Pshuta. I'm in the middle of doing one Mitzvah. Mechatesa, I should leave that Mitzvah for another Mitzvah. My Ulmei Ha Mitzvah, my Mitzvah. It's Pasha that Isik Mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. That's what the Ritva asks as a kasher, right? That was what this Ritva. So, what does the Ritva answer? The Ritva is two tirutzim. We're going to concentrate now on the first teretz. The Ritva says, let's say a person is being Oisik B'Mitzvah. He's for sure Misfara, not Chayiv to do a different Mitzvah. Mechatesi should be Chayiv to do a different Mitzvah. I'm already doing one, Mechatesi. But let's say he would decide, I want to leave the first Mitzvah and instead do the second Mitzvah. I have an interest. I want to do the second Mitzvah. Is he allowed to stop the first mitzvah and do the second mitzvah? Misfar would have said, why not? I'm not mechuyev, but if I want to, I can. Kamashmul v'gzeres ha-kosav, that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed. Oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do the second mitzvah. Why? Because the second mitzvah is considered a dvar harishus. If you're in the middle of doing a chiyuv, You can't give up a chiyuv to do a rishus. The gzeras hakosav of oisik mitzvah padam and mitzvah tells us that it makes the second mitzvah into a rishus. And a mitzvah that's only rishus cannot be done in the place of a mitzvah that's a chayva. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva is myself one more knech. When the Ritva says, I would have thought that if I want to, I'm not mechuyev to give up one mitzvah for the other mitzvah. But if I want to, I could. Why would you want to give up one mitzvah for the other? Stop. You like that mitzvah. The Ritva says something else. Let's say the mitzvah you're doing right now is a mitzvah kala. And the mitzvah that you could do is a mitzvah chamura. You could do a mitzvah chamura. He says, I want to give up the mitzvah kala in order to do the mitzvah chamura. I'd rather get the mitzvah chamura. What's a mitzvah chamura? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see examples of mitzvah chamura. For example, Korban Pesach on Amud Beis is called a mitzvah chamura because Korban Pesach is one of the only two assays that are chayif koras if you don't do it. So it's a chosh of a mitzvah. It could be there's other assays that are chomer. So let's say I'm also going to mitzvah kala and I have the opportunity to do a mitzvah chamura. Am I allowed to leave the mitzvah kala in order to do the mitzvah chamura? I would have thought you're allowed to. Kamashmon, you're not allowed to, because the second mitzvah, even though it's chamura, but for you it's a rishus. And you can't give up a chayva for a rishus. That's what the Ritva says. Chlor in the Ritva. Okay? Now, l'chora, once the Ritva is talking about a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura, so why don't the Ritva just answer his kasha more simply? What was his kasha? What did Nigzeres HaKosav to tell you that ois mitzvah spatam in a mitzvah? Answer very simple. I would have thought ois mitzvah spatam in a mitzvah when the two mitzvahs are equal. But if one is kala and one is chamura, maybe oisik mitzvah is chayiv b'mitzvah. Kamash melon nigzeres hakosav. That's all he should say. Once he's dealing with mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamura, that's why he need a pasuk. Misvara. If you had a choice, misvara. Ha'oisik b'mitzvah kala is potter mitzvah kala. But oisik mitzvah kala should potter mitzvah chamura. Maybe a mitzvah chamura should override it. Kamash melon nigzeres hakosav. Why does the Ritva have to go on to this whole business of if you want to, you would have thought you're allowed to do it, kamash melon you can't do it. Once he's anyway talking about a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura, just say it very simple. I would have said, oisib a mitzvah patam and a mitzvah is pater. A mitzvah kala pater is a kala. A kala can't pater a chamura. Kamash melon a pater is a chamura. That's what he's, one, it doesn't say that, right? You know what I'm saying? The Ritva just says, I would have thought that if you wanted to leave over a mitzvah kala in order to do chamura, you would be allowed. Kamash malon, you're not allowed. That's the chiddush, that it's usur to do it. Why does he have to come on to that? Forget about usur to do it or mutter to do it. I would have said simply, the din of ois mitzvah padam is only by a mitzvah kala to kala, not by a mitzvah kala for chamura. And the Ritva doesn't say that. It sounds like in the Ritva that oisik b'mitzvah padam in a mitzvah misvara that your putter is by a mitzvah chamura also. That I know misvara. Just like ois mitzvah kala is potter from a mitzvah kala, misvara I know ois mitzvah kala is potter from a mitzvah chamura. That's a svara that I'm potter. I just would have thought if I want, I'm allowed to do it. Kamash malon, you're not allowed to do it. But the fact that you're potter, that was a svara to the Ritva. I want to ask on that itself. Why is that a svara? Maybe misvara, kala, is potter from kala. But kala wouldn't potter chamura. For example, let's say a person was not being oisik yet in any mitzvah. And he had two mitzvahs on the table in front of him to do. One was kala, one is chamura. Which one is he supposed to do? What would you say? Before oisik mitzvah? Chamura. I thought he had to do the chamura. So I would have thought also, even if I'm ready being oisik in the kala, and a chamura comes up, drop the kala, do the chamura. And then you need a pasuk to bater. The Ritva doesn't say that. The Ritva says that you drop, that you don't drop, that you're not mechuyev to drop the kala for the chamura, is a svara. The same svara. It's mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. Just I would have thought if you want to, you're interested in getting the chamura, you're allowed to. Kamash me not allowed to. But why is it a svara? I'm asking a question. Why is it a svara that oisik b'mitzvah kala is potter min chamura? What's the svara of the Ritva? Shverazach. So here's the part. Here's the part that I was thinking to say. Why is oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah? You could say very simple. Mechadeis, why should I give up this mitzvah for that mitzvah? My ol may hi may hi. What's this mitzvah better than that mitzvah? Why should I give it up? That's a nice svara. But I think that maybe it's mavur in this Ritva a deeper svara of oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Why am I mechuyev to do a mitzvah? Because Hashem is mitzvah for me. The Torah is mitzvah for me, and I'm mechuyev to keep that tzivui. If I'm already doing a mitzvah, and I'm following the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm following the tzivoy of the Torah by doing mitzvah A. And now another mitzvah comes up, a second sivui, to do a second mitzvah. Someone who's already mitzvah to do something, it can't be chal on him a second sivui. There's no room for a second sivui. The second sivui can't obligate him. If I'm doing nothing right now, and the Torah is mitzvah me do A, I have obligated now to do A. But if I'm already mitzvah v'oimidim A, there's no room to become mechuyev machmas another tzivoy. Maybe we'll use a lashon, ein tzivoy chal al tzivoy. Once there's already mitzvah v'oisa, I'm already a mitzvah v'oimid, I'm already being makayim a tzivoy, there's no room to become mechuyev in another tzivoy. I'm already taken up. I'm already mitzvah v'oimid. So the second mitzvah can't be machayev me. That's the p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. The p'tur is not just mechadesi, why should I give up this mitzvah for that mitzvah? It's more than that. The tzivoy of the second mitzvah is poshen achal on me. It's not machayev me. I'm already mitzvah. Hashem could be machayev me when I'm doing nothing. But I'm already doing his tzivoy. How could there be another tzivoy to do his tzivoy? I'm already doing his tzivoy. So there's no room for a second chiyuv. You can't become mitzvah. You can't become mechuyev machmas, the second tzivoy. Memelo, isig b'mitzvah, is potam in a mitzvah. If that's the svara, then I understand it doesn't make a difference. It's a mitzvah kala or a mitzvah chamura. Here's the svara. I'm already doing a mitzvah kala, and now a mitzvah chamura comes up. Chayra, I should give it up. The answer is no. If you're already doing the tzivoy of Hashem, what's mechayiv you in the mitzvah chamura? Right, it's a mitzvah chamura. As chorus, it's a very special mitzvah. What's mechayiv you? A tzivoy. There's no room for that tzivoy. Just like there's no room for a second tzivoy of a mitzvah kala, there's no room for a tzivoy of a mitzvah chamura. I'm already mitzvah voice. I'm already taken up. I'm already doing my job. I'm already mekayim my tzivoy. I'm already doing the mitzvah. So there's no room for the second tzivoy. If there's no room for a second tzivoy, who cares if it's chamura? Misvara, that's going to be potter also. That's maybe the svara behind the ritva. And that's what the ritva says. The Torah is being machadash a toisefes chiddush. Even though it's potter, because you're not mitzvah, but maybe if you want, you could drop the first mitzvah and become mitzvah in the second mitzvah now. Drop it and become mitzvah in the second mitzvah. No, you can't do that. The second mitzvah remains a reshus, even if you drop the first mitzvah, and you're mechuyev to stick with the first mitzvah. That's a tosef eschidish of the gzeiras hakosev. But the etzem idea of oisig mitzvah patam in a mitzvah is a vart of ein tzivoy chal al tzivoy. You can't become mitzvah in a second mitzvah if I already am mitzvah v'oymed in the first mitzvah. That was pashat. And that's why it's mavur mitoich dibri aritva that we were medayik, that even oisik b'mitzvah kala misvara is potter b'mitzvah chamura. Potter, because I'm already mitzvah, there's no room. What's so special about the mitzvah chamura? Because I'm mitzvah, I can't become mitzvah. I'm already mitzvah in the first mishnah, mitzvah. So we're saying a svara b'chlal, and what is the gedder of oisik mitzvah in a mitzvah?
Could be,
and we'll have to speak about that. That's Tosfos and the Ran about the topic of Efshel Lakayim Shneim. If your Tosfos Taka says the only time that you say Oisim Mitzvah Potam in a Mitzvah is only when it's Efshel Lakayim Shneim, but if it's Efshel Lakayim Shneim, Tosfos says that you're Chayiv. That would make a lot of sense, Lefizeh, right? Because if it's Efshel Lakayim Shneim, so there is no room for the second Sivui. But if it's Efshel Lakayim Shneim, I could become Mitzvah in two things. There's only no room if you can't do it, but if you could do it, then there is room. So then it's not a problem. You're right. That would stem very well in Tosfos. When we learn the Ran says not that way. The Ran says even if it's Efshel Lakayim Shneim, still Oisik b'mitzvah spotam and a mitzvah. We'll have to learn Shitas Ran b'fnei atzmai. But you're right. The svara that we're saying now over here works very, very well in Tosfos. I agree with that. But al chaponim, what we're saying now is a deeper havana in what's Oisik b'mitzvah spotam and a mitzvah. It's not stam. Don't give up this mitzvah for that mitzvah. More than that, you're not mitzvah in the second mitzvah. The second mitzvah, the tzivoy, is not machayev you. That's the yisoid of oisik mitzvah b'nei mitzvah, and that's why even a mitzvah that's more chomer, you also be patering. Lefi zeh, I want to make a suggestion. What was the kasha that we started with? That even though there's a pasuk that says oisik mitzvah b'nei mitzvah, I learned from there also that shluchei mitzvah are also pater min mitzvah, holchem l'dvar mitzvah, which is l'chayra, only hachana, mechateisi hachana. We're talking about Oisik b'mitzvah, atzma is potter min ha-mitzvah. Mechatei si achona is going to be potter. Who said this pasuk is going on achona also? Lefi ha-dvar melu, I think I want to say a teretz. Rashi is mashmataka that achona is the same as being oisik in the mitzvah itself. What's the pshat? Because the yisoid of Isik with mitzvah pata mena mitzvah is that if you're already mitzvah in something, I'm already fulfilling a tzivoy, I'm fulfilling what I'm chayiv to do. There's no room for other chiyuvim. You can't make me crazy with chiyuvim. I'm already mechuyiv. It can't be another chiyuv. When you're hoylech l'dvar mitzvah, are you doing a mitzvah? No. When I'm hoylech l'maytari, are you doing a mitzvah? No. Are you mechuyiv to be hoylech? Yes. It's possible to be mechuyiv to do something even though you're not getting a mitzvah yet. It's pinyin shvuyim. The mitzvah is the pinyin shvuyim itself. The halicha is not the mitzvah. Are you mechuyiv to do halicha? 100%. If there's a shavi out there, you have to be hoylech to get it. So memela, I'm doing a chiyuv. The ikur vort of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is not oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. It's oisik b'chiyuv shel mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. That's the vort. I'm already mechuyiv, so I can't become mechuyiv in a second chiyuv. There's no room for the second chiyuv. I'm already doing it. So halicha l'dvar mitzvah is also mechuyiv. So I can't be chal the second tzivoy. If oisik b'mitzvah means, why should I give up a mitzvah for another mitzvah? Yeah, but maybe you should give up hachana for a mitzvah. But it's not the vart. The vart is, if I'm doing a chiyuv, there's no room for a second chiyuv. Halicha l'dvar mitzvah yosu mechuyuv. I'm 100% mechuyuv to do the halicha l'dvar mitzvah. I'm not getting the mitzvah yet, but I'm mechuyuv. If I need to learn, I'm mechuyuv to go learn. If I need to be makalpa b'nei rabbi, I'm mechuyuv to go. If I need pinyin shvuyim, I'm mechuyuv to go. As long as you're doing what you're chayiv to do, it's chal on you that chiyuv, then you're not going to be able to say that you'll be chayiv in another chiyuv. So that also passes oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, and that's a svara. That doesn't need any level of gzeiras hakosef.
All those things in Rashi demand halicha, and therefore
right.
Halicha,
those become chayiv. Yeah, and I don't know why Rashi picks only those three examples, but any mitzvah that demanded halicha. Any mitzvah that demands halicha would be the same thing. If you have to be hoylech for your matzah, I think it would be the same thing. I don't know why Rashi picks these examples. That's what we were trying to talk about before. But anything that you're mechuyiv to do, even though right now I'm not getting any mitzvah, but I'm doing what I'm chayiv to do, another chiyuv can't be chal on me. That's the yesod. That's the yesod we're saying today and today. That oisik b'mitzvah, padam mitzvah is because ain chiyuv chal al chiyuv. So even if you're not doing a mitzvah, but it's a chiyuv, and you're doing a chiyuv, another chiyuv can't be chal. I was thinking as follows. There's a Rebbe Chonon in Koivet Shiurim Chelak Beis, I think Simon Lamed Beis or Lamed Gimel, I think it's Lamed Beis. Rebbe Chonon discusses, let's say someone's Oisik in a mitzvah derabbanon, is he potter from a mitzvah deraisa? Do you say Oisik in a mitzvah derabbanon, potter by mitzvah deraisa? And he has a whole discussion back and forth over there. In light of what we're saying now, what would you say? Oisik in a mitzvah derabbanon is a potter from a mitzvah deraisa.
Yeah.
Through what we're saying now. It will be potter. Because even though it's only mitzvah derabbanon, you're mechuyiv to do it. Loisoser. The Torah is mechayiv to do a mitzvah derabbanon. We say asher kedushan b'mitzvah isav. You're mechuyiv to do a mitzvah derabbanon. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a chiyuv. So l'maisa, I am now fulfilling what the Torah is mechayiv me. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah derabbanon. It's definitely lower than a mitzvah deraisa, but it is a chiyuv. And I'm fulfilling the chiyuv. L'chor l'fizah, oisik b'mitzvah derabbanon would be potter from the mitzvah deraisa. But B'chanan's mistapik about it. He discusses it. He has like different type of svaras there. But l'fi what we're saying, I think oisik b'mitzvah derabbanon would be potter in a mitzvah deraisa. Another example, there are B'chanan over there also, he brings a Shagas Aryeh. He says the Shagas Aryeh is mistapik. Let's say a person has a mitzvah deraisa and is a suffik if he's mechuyiv to do that mitzvah. Let's say he's mesupik if he laid Kriya Shema. He doesn't remember. He woke up in the morning and doesn't remember if he said Kriya Shema. So he has a suffik mitzvah deraisa to do it. So suffik mitzvah deraisa, you do again. So let's say he's being oisik in a suffik mitzvah deraisa. Is that potter in a vade mitzvah deraisa? Oisik with suffik mitzvah deraisa is a potter in a vade. So what would you say in light of what we're saying?
Yeah.
What's the halacha? If you ask a rav, am I mechuyev? I have a suffik mitzvah, suffik. Mitzvah deraisa. Am I mechuyev to do it? Safek deraisa lechumra. So you mechuyev. You mechuyev to do it. If you're mechuyev to do it, so there's no room for another chiyev. There's no space for another chiyev. I'm already doing what I'm chayev. Am I getting a mitzvah? I don't know. It could be I'm not getting a mitzvah right now because it could be I say Kriya Shema again. But I'm mechuyev now to do Kriya Shema again, even though I'm not getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because I might have done it already. But I'm mechuyev to do it again. Safek deraisa lechumra. And if you say Safek Daraisa Lachumra, so you're mechuyev already, so another chiyev can't be chal. Aye, that's a vaday mitzvah, and here I might not be getting a mitzvah. You're right, but there's no room for two chiyuvim. You're already mechuyev b'davar. What? A neder to do something, and he's being makayim his neder, it could be that that might even be a mitzvah. That might be even a mitzvah. That might be even a mitzvah of kachol ayitz mipiv yasa. When a person, he's mechuyev to be makayim his neder, maybe that also could be he's even getting a mitzvah when he's being makayim the neder. Lamaisa, there is an interesting thing. This is mamish agav. I'll just give you the idea. Everyone knows the rule of safek deraisa lechumra, right? Safek deraisa lechumra. Safek deraisa lechumra is usually discussed in terms of isurim. I have a safek if this piece of meat is kosher or not. Safek deraisa lechumra, don't eat it. Safek derabbanan, you're allowed to eat it, right? Safek deraisa is lechumra usually by isurim. Do you say the same thing by a mitzvah? Let's say I have a safek if I'm mechuyev, a safek if I'm chayev to take lulav, a safek if I'm chayev to do kriyishma. Are you mechuyev also to do a mitzvah deraisa misafek? There's a big nidin about it. There's maybe a machlekes rishonim about it. But al kaponim, I'm going on the side that you are mechuyev. That safek deraisa lechumra is also to do a safek mitzvah. You mechuyev mi deraisa to do it. So I'm mechuyev. Once you mechuyev, just like misafek iser, I'm mechuyev to go lechumra. I'm mechuyev over here also to go lechumra. And because of that, a oisik besafek mitzvah will be patur min a mitzvah. That's all of you the svara that we were saying now. What time is it?
6:33. Okay, so you could be mechayev to shake like 15 pairs of 15 estrogen, you know, to be mechayev every single.
If it's called a suffolk, not every chumrah is called a suffolk. In other words, if you have an estrog that lefi the halacha is kosher, so you are yoytza. Now, okay, you want to be a machmir and make sure to be yoytza even the Rambam shita, even the shita. So it could be a midas chasidus, but you're not mechayev because you're already yoytza. It's not called Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra. So Al Kaponim, that's what we have over here. This new mahalach of understanding what's Takab Shat in Oisik Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. I'll say now, but I want to talk about it a little bit tomorrow, is I mentioned before that the Ra'ah also says that Halicha Levar Mitzvah is a Svara. You don't need Xeris Akasa for it. It's a svara, just like Oisik Mitzvah is Pater. Who had this is Pater? But listen to the Lashon of the Ra. I don't think the Ra is Meduyik Awavart. The Ra says, Leka Lameimah, that we need a second Pasuk to teach us that Halicha is Pater. The Afal Gaf Teloy Hischil, even though you didn't start the Mitzvah, the Halicha, which is the Achana for the Mitzvah, is enough. It says, Deha Lesa. The Halicha Hainu Aschalta. Halicha is the Haschala of the Mitzvah. Is that what we're saying? We're not saying that the halicha is the haschala. We're saying the halicha is the hachana. So why a pater? Because I'm doing a chiv. And a chiv, if I'm doing a chiv, if I'm being mekayim a chiv, the second chiv can't be chal. That's called aschalta. I fit in the lashon aschalta. I thought it's aschalta of the mitzvah. The mitzvah began. A chiv, you don't have to say a word of chiv began. I'm doing a chiv. I'm a chuyiv. You don't have to come out to a word of aschalta. Aschalta makes it sound that the mitzvah began. The mitzvah began. I think it's, but I'm a suffix. Could you fit what we said into the ra'ah? Was the ra'ah mashma different for us? But for some reason, the halicha l'pinyin shvuyim is the haschala mitzvah's pinyin shvuyim. Mitzvah Shem, that we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow, but that's the first yisoid of oisik b'mitzvah b'adam, and a mitzvah means that ein chiyuv chal al chiyuv. There can't be one chiyuv chal on another. It's like a...
I'm not asking you to do both, right? I'm asking you to drop one because there is room. Meaning, there is a room to say, do this.
You're not mechuyev. Why should I drop this for something not mechuyev?
There is a swerve. Let's say like this.
But I'm not mechuyev.
Let's say before.
It can't be chal me vechiyev to do the chamer.
Okay, so let's see. I have 2 mitzvahs right now. I'm not doing anything. Do I have a chiyuv to do the chamer? Why? What's a chiyuv?
Because the chamer is kedima.